You guys silly? I'm still gonna send it.
Get it going!
Things just ain't the same for gangsters.
This is Steve and Barbara, your host of the Gangster Fantasy Football Podcast. With me, as always, Nikki G is in the building.
Yo, yo.
What'd it do, cuz?
Oh, not too much. How about you?
Just back from the excursion, huh?
Quite the trip.
Quite the trip.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I ain't never been so hard in all my life.
Yep, you were the troll of Dick Camp.
I was the troll of Dick Camp.
And here we are.
Here we are. You know, better because of it.
Ain't that the truth?
Ain't that the truth? She better don't.
She better don't.
All right. Let's get on task here. Yes, exactly.
Listen.
Well, you know, for this episode, I wanted to talk mainly about injuries and any trends I see going into the last couple weeks.
I hear you. Yeah, and, definitely injuries, yeah.
And, you
draft
know,
trends.
Exactly. The biggest thing that I'm still noticing is, you know, people are getting hurt.
As we always say.
How many times we got to say it?
ODB goes down,
He goes down. And look, it says
how many people have already drafted him?
I drafted him in one of my mock drafts. Right, he was my number one pick.
Should have been listening.
He was my number one pick. So I'm like, thank God that was a mock draft.
Yeah, right.
And now look, he says he's listed as day to day. Which,
what does that mean?
Is
what does that mean?
Which is a bunch of shit.
What I just said.
It's just a bunch of shit. Because I saw the injury, and it was pretty fucking brutal. He's not going to be ready for week one.
Fuck!
Yeah! Exactly. And Brandon Marshall, also on that team, is listed as questionable. A shoulder injury of some sort, playing against the Browns in a preseason game. So there's your fucking two receivers are down.
What? I don't know what I'm not buying into Brandon Marshall this year.
And that's fine, but he's the other receiver there as of, you know.
That's fine.
Having two receivers.
He's also kind of a locker room cancer and seems to be a bitch.
He's a big old bitch.
Right? For some reason, his only, like, good seasons were with Jay Cutler.
Right? And they weren't even that good. Best he's ever been.
Yeah, right? Like a decent fantasy season in, what, like 2012? He was pretty good.
Right?
Yeah. Well,
different time. Hey. Different days, different times.
Yeah.
I don't know that he makes it on my team, but.
No.
Odell certainly did. Like,
late draft for like a flex, maybe.
I am just the type of guy, I want people that are going to play.
Amen.
You know, I don't care whether it's,
I mean,
they're suspended for a couple weeks.
I'm
not going to get them right away.
I like to have a few bench warmers just to round out my team. You know?
Yeah, sure. Something on the backside. I feel you.
No.
Because they're going to be a bye week. Like, I don't mind sitting on a Carr or a Winston.
Right.
Just to get
Randy Moss.
Just to get through an Aaron.
Just for respect.
Aaron Foster. Or AP.
No, but of course, yeah, you want guys that are going to play more, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Just like Moneyball.
So, you know, for me, Odell is major disappointment now.
He's got to fall a lot.
And here's another one I wanted to talk about.
I don't know if I
know we touched on it, but I don't think we touched on it enough that it should be touched on.
Let's touch it.
Andrew Luck, man, he is not going to be ready. He is not going to be ready at all.
And I mean, I guess overall.
So who's the backup? I don't even know who the backup is.
Is he entering Keenan Allen territory, Arian Foster.
He's entering Foster territory at this point.
When's the last full season he played?
Jesus Christ.
Like his rookie year or some shit?
You're make me look that up.
Right? So, boy, oh boy.
He is entering some fucking, yeah, you're, the Nicky G All-Star
right.
team.
We're going to have to draft him.
Oh, my Lord.
But yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, what do you do?
I don't think I can draft him.
You definitely can't draft him.
Unless pretty late, you know, maybe. But
I no. PUP, physically unable to perform.
Oh, he's on the pup list?
So he's deeper than that.
Yeah, it's not even like questionable or anything. He's fucking, no, I wouldn't draft him for shit.
Right?
And I didn't realize they put him on the pup list.
I'm not seeing him on even my other injury report list from NFL. He's not even on that one. But on Roto, he is just listed as done.
Whoa.
Chuck Pagano, no timeline.
No timeline.
I watched this guy go as the number 8th quarterback overall in a 10-person league.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know what these people are thinking. Mock draft, obviously. We're talking about practice.
I mean...
He's
don't
done.
Draft him.
Don't draft him.
Yeah, that's good info there, I guess.
And here's another quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger. I don't think there's any reason to worry about him. He's going to play.
He's a robot.
He's a fucking robot.
Does he have anything specific? Ankle? Yeah, that's just like standard, right?
Yeah, that's Ben for life.
Yeah,
you know?
He's going to play like he, you know, what, he missed a game or two last year because he gets beat up every year.
He just
year,
gets fucking beat down. He just stays in the pocket too long, and he's a he's a lumber wagon when he moves.
What do you think about him for a fantasy quarterback, though? He's not like...
He's still got that potential to put up 40 points.
He does, yeah, right? But he's not the most desirable.
You know,
he's
not the most desirable, but like late in the season when they're playing those inter-division games, the last four games or whatever.
Yeah.
Or last... six or whatever the fuck they are.
They're always in a race for it.
Yeah. So it's always, those are always games that are real exciting and it's getting cold and it's always,
that's a good point.
It's always a Pittsburgh field, you know what I mean?
Yep, that's true.
It's always.
Yeah, they're always in a battle with the Ravens.
Cincy and
Cincinnati, recently.
So,
more
you know,
recently.
Right? So there's always.
Speaking of Cincy and quarterbacks, what do you think of the Rocket?
You mean the Red Rifle?
The Red Rocket.
I don't know anything. I don't know anything about a Red Rocket.
One Andrew Dalton.
Oh, Dalton?
Right.
Oh God. You know, it's time to shit out or get off the pot with that team, right? They keep doing all this shit. They don't change any of the inner cogs, you know. It's still the same shit.
Hmm.
Whatever is leading the team is not doing it. It's time for a change, in my opinion, over there.
What is leading the team?
You know, like
they've had that
like
same...
an Alex Smith getting into the playoffs.
They need
every
a better
year.
Manager.
They need
You're
a
right.
Good...
They've gotten to the playoffs like every year, but I think they need a new coach.
They're
that
not
guy's
getting
just
any
like...
further. Is that the black guy,
Marvin Lewis? Yeah,
Marvin
it seems
Lewis.
Like you've been there forever.
Seems like at least
and
3 or 4 years.
Really, I think like 10 or 12.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's been there for.
I
a
just
long
know.
Time.
I guess I was just thinking the last 3 or 4 years they've made it to the playoffs consistently and haven't done anything.
Yeah, I want
to
say did they miss last year? But before that, it was like 4 in a row or something.
Right?
Yeah. And lost the first round every year.
Yeah.
Bunch of dicks.
Here's another one that I think should affect your draft.
Let's hear it.
Devontae Freeman.
Concussed
as of today. So he's going to miss at least next week for his preseason game and then maybe the week after that. I can't see him rolling the dice.
Wow.
I don't know. You know, he's concussed. He shouldn't play.
Yeah, and concussion protocol, I mean.
And I think that'll scare some people off on a draft pick. You might be able to get better value on him. Something to keep an eye on.
That's true.
Because, you know, he's still fucking RB1 in my mind and possibility to fucking top the charts. But if he misses week one, that's fucked.
That's tough. Yeah, I like your thought on some value on him, though.
Yeah.
Because I don't. he's still like really young, and I don't remember any concussion problems before, right? So,
right.
You'd think it shouldn't really affect anything, but maybe it'll scare some people away if you can drop it a little bit.
Exactly.
But yeah, he's one of my top running backs for sure.
Like, and speaking of getting value, I can't believe that people are like getting scared away of Le'Veon Bell with that groin surgery. I go back and forth with it, man.
But also, I mean, first of all, yes, he's a point scoring machine.
Right.
And he's going to be in like the top points even if he misses a few games, right?
And, even in PPR, he's an all-star.
Has he played a full season like in the last 2 years? I don't think he has.
I don't think so. And he's still been a top dog.
Or hurt.
Top dog, yeah.
So, but that also kind of fucks with your team because he might not be there
when
you really need him.
Yeah.
So.
I have no problem with him being the number one overall pick, though.
Yeah.
And I can flip-flop and say I have no problem with Antonio Brown being the number one pick either.
I don't have a problem with either of those. I don't think they would be my number one. I think I would take David Johnson first. But I don't know. It might just be a feeling.
I
feel like he's going to have to do all the work.
Yeah, David Johnson's going to be fucking exhausted by week 10.
There's nobody else. I don't think so.
You think he's going to keep trucking?
He's got that Midwest strong. Yeah, he's no problem.
That thoroughbred, boy.
Yeah, for a couple more years, no problem.
Let's see. Ty Montgomery, I would assume, would be RB1 there for Green Bay. Listed as limited. I don't think that should affect his draft position at all. I'd see him going third, fourth round.
Wow. I don't.
Per running back.
I don't have him that high as, that high of a running back, but I suppose maybe. Let's see. This mock draft had him going, fifth round?
Fifth round? That'd be a pretty sweet pickup.
Looks like 40 something.
Say, did we say Howard?
Keenan Allen!
The ultimate fantasy team player. Wouldn't it be just the fucking dog's tits if he just boned out and like was RB or WB like two or five, like five, you know, top five or something?
WR.
WR.
Yeah. Yep. Better draft him.
He's been hanging out with Foster.
Yeah, this says what? Montgomery's the eighth running back drafted?
Fourth? Fourth round, fifth round,
fifth, yeah.
Yeah. See, I don't think the injury affects that position of his.
Something like that. Maybe I can't count.
Did we talk about Howard? The eye.
Shouldn't affect anything.
Affect anything, right?
That's what I hear.
I like Howard.
I like him too. He's Pardon me.
Pardon.
Second coming of Walter Payton.
Let's see. John Brown, I don't know. Should I even mention that guy?
I'm not a big John Brown fan. Carson Palmer's like 37.
He missed practice because he had to go to a funeral.
Palmer?
John Brown. But he's listed with a quadricep? Yes.
That's no good.
But I don't think it should be a big deal. Dicker.
Eric Decker.
Eric Dicker.
Plays for the Titans. Titans. Right? Yeah.
Titans. Questionable. I don't know. What do you think about that guy? Is that somebody you could draft?
Later on, yeah. Definitely not. He's been awfully productive at times.
Wasn't he at the Jets?
The Jets for the last, three or four years? Broncos before that?
Oh, yeah, that's right. They should have never got rid of him when he's at the Broncos.
I think it was the end of the Manning era and stuff.
Let's see. Graham didn't play the other day. What is he? I don't have a thing.
Is it still his his what was it? His back last year that he and he got that
my back. I think it's something else. I don't,
spinal.
Yeah, I think it's something to do with his spine. I don't.
That would be his back, right?
Yeah.
Back is broken.
Oh, he broke his back. Okay, yeah. His back.
I broke my back.
Yeah. So I don't know if that really affects him yet. I would, you know, people are drafting though. That's what I don't get. People are still really actually having their draft already, like 2 weeks out.
Yeah, back spasms for Graham, and I think that's what he had surgery on or whatever, and what was limiting him before he kind of came back to form last year. So, got to watch that.
Yeah, I definitely something to keep an eye on. I didn't know that. Was that was all last year? Or did he have surgery in the offseason?
Yeah, like the year before. Yeah. So that first year he was in Seattle, remember he sucked real bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that it was like maybe the end of that year.
Okay.
And it was like, oh, he's been sucking because his back sucked. Something like that, you know?
Yeah, that sounds
a while
right.
ago.
That sounds right.
And then he kind of, yeah, he returned to form last year a little bit, but that could be bad.
Let's see. Speaking of that, I got Lockett. Listen, something with his leg.
I don't think that's really too fantasy relevant. I mean, you think people are drafting Lockett?
I suppose there's a couple 12-man leagues out there. I've seen people talking bigger leagues than that, but that's some crazy shit. See if he comes. How deep he comes up. Nothing. Inconsequential.
Yeah.
Doug Martin?
Martin.
He hit with a suspension of some sort.
Oh, shit.
Niggas fucking around.
Suspension. I mean, yeah, I feel like that. It's just for the preseason, so it doesn't matter, right? Like, it would say if he was suspended for the regular season.
Well, it says he played in this preseason game.
Okay. But status out, so he must be suspended for, like, another game or something, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Does that mean he's suspended for the first game right away then?
I'm pretty sure this is just, like, for the time being in the preseason.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, because, see, it gives, like, the date and then says what they are. And then, like, here, like, the one above it.
Suspended until week 4.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
What did he do?
Yeah, I have no idea what he did. I don't think that he's getting drafted.
No, not anymore.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I can't find anything on what he did. I'll have to do a little more extensive
wow.
look.
Wow.
But yeah, Doug,
well, that hurt, but.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what he was thinking.
What a dumbass.
Fucking around.
Time to get rid of him. He sucks.
Hey, he's kind of good last year at some point.
I just mean for the Buccaneers as a squad. They need to get rid of him. He's never, like, going to be the consistent presence they need.
Right. How about Forte? Hamstring? It says,
what do you think about him?
I think that's all the Jets got. I think that's...
It seemed like...
Kind of reminds me of your David Johnson idea.
But towards the end of the year last year, it seemed like Powell was starting to take over.
I wonder who's older.
Oh, I think Forte by a while.
08, he started the league? It's 31.
That's all the older Forte is?
Yeah.
Fuck me. I thought he was way older than that.
Let's see. I got Powell right here. 28.
Yeah.
He had...
That's old for running back, too, though.
722 yards. Forte had 813.
Yeah, I feel like...
So Powell did kind of come out strong.
At the end, it started...
And
there.
It looks like he, you know... To get what? What did I just say? Another 70 yards, approximately. He had another almost 70 attempts.
And Powell had a bunch of receiving yards. I wish we could see all purpose. Is that all purpose or
just
rushing?
Was rushing. That was just rushing.
Powell had a bunch of receiving yards because he was the receiving back.
So, yeah, I suppose Powell might be a better option there. But I feel like I had him a couple years back and he let me down.
He wasn't used as much then.
He wasn't the premier?
No, premier. And then they also had somebody else back then. I can't remember who. But
Ivory.
That's right. That's right. So it was all three of them. Powell was kind of the third guy.
Shit dang. So, yeah, Powell. Something to think about, actually.
Son of a bitch!
Jordan Reed looks like he might be slated to come back. No problem. Full participant.
Wow.
According to Jay Gruden. I think that's the head coach.
That's the Redskin coach. Yeah, man. I worry about him and his injuries, especially concussions.
All right, he's getting close. Once you get one, it's easy to get two.
Two or three last year. He had at least two.
He's a hard-hitting tight end.
what other way is there?
As if there was another way to be a tight end, right?
Oh, my Lord.
Let's see. Jordan Matthews, did I say him?
No.
Full pads. Full pads for drills and practice, so... I think he's slated
full
to...
Full pads. Shark Week?
Shark Week? Didn't that already happen?
Full pads.
Full pads!
Going old school.
Going old school. To stop at the Walgreens on the way home.
this guy.
All right. Nice little segue. Moving along. What do you got there? You got some trends over there going, Nikki G, for the draft positioning?
Let's see. I'm sure we got something here. It looks like... Looks like Steelers going high.
Steelers going
Antonio
high?
Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell seem to be going both in the top three, everything I'm looking at, right? David Johnson also right up there. Yep. There's just another way of those three.
Just a different combination?
Yep. Then I've got like LeSean McCoy, Julio Jones, ODB, and that's crazy. This draft was done today, this mock draft, and they still took ODB.
What the?
But I guess that was a computer pick.
Just took whatever was next.
Yeah, those first four times they passed on him.
Let's see.
AJ Green.
I see Odell going fourth and then McCoy.
Leonard Fournette, remember I brought him up, the new Jaguars running back.
What do you got him?
Pick 11. So about the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th running back.
How about that? I got a standard mock draft over here, 10 people. A Jai. Going 11th.
Wow, I got him about 20th here.
Yeah, I got him a little deeper.
But I got him before DeMarco Murray. I think is crazy.
Yeah, I got him before Elliott, which I think is insane. Is he suspended 6 games? 4?
We'd have to check because he
appealed, right?
Appealed. Yep.
So this draft standard is dropped in the week here, but I don't. Here, I got him as 15th, 17th, 19th, 19th, 12th, 13th, 13th, 19th. I think that's more accurate.
Says there's a formal hearing next week for Elliott, and a delayed suspension is hardly out of the question.
I love that. I think he skyrockets back and get him in the second round. Yeah. Right? You get what do you got, Antonio Brown, and then you fucking pick up, instead of Gurley, get Ezekiel?
I think I would take Ezekiel before Gurley.
Fucking A, right.
Almost 100% for sure, right?
You see, I've been seeing quarterbacks going in the third round, but I've got Aaron Rodgers listed here in the second round. Going 13th?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a... And then Brady going in the fourth? Let's see, I did an eight-man...
Yeah, that's what I got here.
I did an eight-man draft the other week, and I was able to get everybody I wanted, honestly.
Yeah.
To a T, I was able to get, and I was able to go, what, eighth? Or no, sixth or something like that?
That's the thing. So much of it has to do with
where you're
injuries
at.
And
right.
Luck and all that shit. So, yeah, what's your quarterbacks looking like overall? Like, here I've got Rodgers, Brady, Breeze, Matt Ryan, Carr.
Luck, Newton.
Winston, Wilson. Cousins.
All right, I've got a little different order. I've got over here, I'm looking at Luck, Newton, Cousins, Winston, Russell.
After those first, like Rodgers, you have Brady second?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I got Rodgers, Brady, Breeze, Ryan, Carr, Luck, Carr. Newton, Cousins, Winston, Russell.
Okay, and Luck will probably drop after.
Yeah, I don't know how Luck is still going. This was today.
Yeah, this one too.
Stupid. You're stupid.
That's what she said.
You're all fucking stupid. Why would you ever draft this early? You're ruining it. Let's see.
That's wild.
I suppose we could look at a PPR, but I don't even see the point. Here, I still see the same thing. I accept here. I don't see Odell. Odell drops to 10. I got Julio at 4. And then Coy, Freeman, Evans, Murray, Melvin Gordon. Here's somebody we haven't mentioned enough, probably. The best player on that team, probably. And Gates is trying to get a couple more touchdowns for the all-time record.
Get the record.
He'll probably just retire once he gets that. Then what, Hunter Henry?
Hunter Henry, yeah.
Get out your safari hat.
Good late draft pick, probably.
Right?
Yeah.
How about A.J. Green, Nick? I got him at 18th.
Yeah, I think I got him about the same here. Yeah, looks like 18.
Not somebody,
but he's not one of my very top tier anymore.
Not somebody I'm looking to get.
But he's definitely he's a wide receiver too for me now.
You put him in, okay.
Definitely, I think would be a nice wide receiver too.
Now, how about AJ Green or Hopkins then?
I take Green on the strength of the overall team right now and the quarterback. I don't know that
Savage, right?
I just don't know that they can
Savage.
They can get anything going over there, and a little worried about Hopkins.
Okay, how about your Baldwin or Hopkins?
Oh, Baldwin all day.
All day?
Over Hopkins, yeah.
Shit, dang.
But like I said, I take Green over Hopkins.
Green over Baldwin, then, obviously.
No, not necessarily. That's logic does not state that would be true, because I just take both of them over Hopkins is all I'm saying.
Okay.
Didn't say I'd take one over the other.
Okay.
You put those words in my mouth.
That's what she said.
Let's see. Cooks over Edelman? Can we talk about that one?
Yeah, I think I would. Was Edelman having concussion issues too?
He might have had something. I didn't have him listed today, though.
All those little white guys there seems like end up having concussion issues, so I could be getting it mixed up.
Did I say Woodhead?
Yeah, I think we...
Did I hit him?
Well, it could have been before we started recording, too, so some sort of injury, right?
Yeah, I saw him with something. Undisclosed. Undisclosed, questionable for week one. It wouldn't tell me.
He's not going to be one of your, like, top drafts anyway, right?
The fucking computer will auto-draft his ass, though.
Yeah. I mean, don't let your auto-draft I mean, unless you're just going to auto draft, you shouldn't let it happen until you're really okay with it, right?
Yeah, or you know, if you just pick your first couple and then let the computer go.
Yeah, I don't want to hear any bitching about that.
Right. Let's see. What do you think about defenses? Houston going first?
Houston defense did look really good. What I watched the Texans Patriots.
Oh, dude,
night.
They were demolishing them.
Yeah, they looked really good. I've got Denver going first still, but Houston just a little bit
this
down.
This last one I looked at. Houston, Denver, Kansas City, Minnesota,
Kansas City.
New England, Seattle.
A little different. I got Denver, Houston, Seattle, Kansas City, Minnesota, Atlanta.
What?
Or no, Arizona. Pardon me.
What? Why does everyone think Kansas City's got the D? A couple years ago, they were good.
I think it was their special teams last year
that
was scoring points. You remember Tyreek Hill at the end?
Tyreek Hill.
Stacked the points.
Tyrant running them all back.
Yep. Stacked the points for him at the end of the
season.
Oh,
my Lord.
So I think they finished as one of the top defenses.
I didn't even think about that. I'm still stuck on that Minnesota D. I'm like,
they were a solid D. That's for sure.
They were carrying my ass.
Yeah.
Let's see. How about Stafford or Eli Manning at this point?
Boy, oh boy. Well, I don't like Eli if he doesn't have any receivers at this point, right? Can you name to me one receiver there right now, other than the two that are injured?
Not without having to search
right
off the top of my head.
Right? Because I know, like, what, Reuben Randall and Sterling Shepard both left. Those are the only other two I could name from last year. So, I mean, at this point, I think I'd have to go Stafford on that one just because there's going to be somebody to throw to.
Sterling Shepard?
I thought he was gone, right?
Is he gone?
I think he went to the Bears.
Well, then I guess I can't name one. Damn, Stafford over Eli. Just when I was thinking the Giants were going to be good this year.
Just at this, yeah, at this point, though. I mean, something could change.
Okay.
I love Eli.
Here's another good one.
But he kind of, I don't know, he kind of sucks at fantasy.
Tyrod or Dalton?
Might go Tyrod.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Tyrod was pretty fantasy serviceable last year.
He was able to pick up yards on his foot and get them touchdowns,
too. He was on my roster, and I started him, and then it'd always be like, oh, Matt Ryan had a crazy good week, right? Like, how is Matt Ryan doing this well?
Bottom line, touchdowns.
Touchdown Jesus.
Touchdown Jesus. Let's see. I think that's all I got for now. What do you got? What else you got over there?
I don't know that I can think of much else.
Yeah, I think it's a good little podcast there.
I think, yeah. We reinforce some of our...
Right?
Some of our main points.
I suppose I can dig for a hot second. Yeah, go back to Powell. Up the charts, bud. People liking that.
You know what else I want to check? Who are the running backs on Minnesota's squad?
So it was Asiata and McCannon, and then they had whoever they
and
picked
then
up.
Latavius Murray.
Whoever they, yeah, and then they picked somebody else up, and I think it's going to be Murray and the other guy.
They picked somebody else up. Huh?
I think that was their draft or something, right?
Oh, okay. I'm going to look it up real quick because this one that I, this mock draft that I looked at had Murray going very last pick.
Whoa, sounds like a steal.
Yeah, right? Like,
God dang it. Let me see here. Minnesota. Davin Cook. Who the fuck is Davin Cook?
That's a dumb name.
Right? Davin. What kind of name is Davin? I mean, it looks like he's getting the start for the first couple drives of their preseason games is Davin Cook.
Wow.
So he's out there with the first team. They picked him up in Florida State? Does that sound right? They seem to think he's going to be the guy, dude. I'm seeing owned in 100% of leagues. I'm not there with it.
I'm
certainly not there with McKinnon either, for that note.
No, I think it's going to end up being Latavius.
I don't see how it can't be. He's a fucking monster in Oakland.
Davin Cook.
What kind of name is Davin anyway? I mean, Davin?
Second round draft pick. Explosive and elusive.
Isn't that what they always say?
Wow. All right. I guess that...
That settles that.
Something I was wondering about that.
Another
he's
one.
He's got a cool haircut.
Another one to clear up. I think Ingram is going to be the guy there to start
in New Orleans.
I think he's going to be a starter, and then you're going to have
what's AP going to do?
Be your third down back.
I don't know.
Probably leech some goal lines.
He's going to have something to say about that.
I'm seeing Powell listed here.
Cut a switch.
Switch.
Yeah, somebody's going to get some whippings.
Lacey or Rawls? Did we do that one already?
We just mentioned it. Who's going to be number one? Do we know?
We don't. There's no way to really know. But I guess I would lean towards Lacey.
I think I would lean the other way.
I think Rawls is the better player.
I think Rawls is the better player, and I think he wants it more if he can stay healthy. I think Lacey is kind of fucking fat and lazy. Right?
Too much cake.
I mean... We'll see if Seattle changes him or something.
I couldn't tell you because I don't know. But I just feel like Lacey's probably getting paid more money. Oh, great.
I mean, yeah, that would make sense. But at the same time,
go ahead.
I feel like they kind of just go by merit there, you know, if whoever performs gets in.
That would be the best way.
Because that's how Russell Wilson got the job. They signed that other quarterback, and then Russell Wilson just came in and earned the job, you know, out of college. God, I can almost think of his name now. He started one game after, the Packers had made the playoffs. They're going to be all right. So Rodgers sat the last game, and he threw, like, four touchdowns.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that
guy.
I want to say Matt McGloin, but I don't think that's it. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Here's another one that I got super sweet value on. Spencer Ware. I think I was able to get him in the sixth or seventh round.
Definitely.
And it was just out of like dropped right in my lap. And I was like, well, yeah, I'm going to take this. You know, I feel like who was the other guy? West? Was it Kendrick West?
Charkandrick West. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think he takes special teams. I think he's still got.
I still think, yes, Ware is going to be the number one.
Yeah.
And they do it by, they kind of do a three-down workhorse, I think, right?
Yep.
That seems to be how they've done it the past several years and how Reed likes to do it. So I think that's a great pick. Great pick for maybe probably your second running back, right?
Or flex, even.
I mean.
If you can get that.
I mean, it'd be an excellent flex. I think it'd be, you know, you can qualify it even better than that.
What else you got?
Trying to think if I can remember anything else.
I think that's all I got.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess they are saying Christian McCaffrey is going to be Carolina running back. I'm surprised by it.
I know you think he's little, but I think he's too fast to not be.
Maybe I'm just racist.
I don't even know what that means in context.
I don't think he can do it because he's white.
I'm dead, fam.
Name the last highly successful white NFL running back.
Rapper. White rapper.
Eminem.
The only one.
Yeah, he could name some mildly successful white rappers other than Eminem, but nobody like that.
Yeah.
Right? There's no other rapper like that, even. Like, what, Machine Gun Kelly? I mean, we can go back in the, like, MC Search back in the day or something, but I don't know.
You know, I suppose off the top of my head, without going back, you know, more than a couple years, I can't think of any. You know, they're all like back in the day running backs.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, when the game was different, yeah, like Larry Zonka or somebody, but that it was. They weren't letting black people like
they weren't
participate
even...
as much in things. So
how about Mike Allstott?
I hate to say it, he was a fullback though.
Oh. He was kind of the fridge man.
Warrick Dunn was always the running back in that set, and the Bucks ran a the eye or whatever,
the split.
Yeah.
God,
yeah, I loved that.
What was that, in the 90s?
Yeah, the 90s. That was probably, what, when Gruden coached there? Maybe at the end, or when Gruden first got there to coach. I can't remember who coached there before him. But, yeah, the Gruden years, and they always had crappy quarterbacks. Brad Johnson or Rob Johnson.
Now there's a name.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Work done.
I'm
Mike Allstott. Yeah, Warren Sapp.
You got to go back to the 80s, man. I don't see
Keyshawn Johnson. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, though. I guess that's just why I can't quite believe it yet. I know he's super fast and everything, but doesn't mean that you're going to be a great NFL running back.
Right. You know, you might be a really good athlete. You're just good at running.
Like, and in college, I mean, there's a significant size jump, you know,
yeah.
from the guys that are on the line in college to the guys that are on the line in the NFL. And, you know, the guys that are crashing it, too. Like,
right, those big boys on the line that have been there for a couple years and know what the fuck they're doing and want to step on your leg.
I mean, they all weigh like 50 pounds more than in, you know.
370.
Yeah, we're at least like 330, right? From like, you know, 280.
It's hard for me to imagine a man that weighs 130 pounds more than me.
And
he's not like
explode out of a stance and
destroy him. Boom!
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean,
that would hurt so bad. I mean, I'm only two bills. I'd get crushed.
I wonder what Christian McCaffrey.
Maybe we can find. Maybe that's something we can work on for next week.
Get his stats real quick.
Get him up on the board. Put it on the board.
Yes, Christian McCaffrey.
Wow. What do you got?
I guess it doesn't tell me his weight or anything here. I'm going to look it up somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm not, I'm not finding any white running backs. The best I could do was Allstott, and you said he was a fullback, so.
Christian McCaffrey, 5'11", 205.
He's like same weight as me and shorter.
Like, might even be a slight bit shorter than me. Like, has, like, 30 pounds on me.
Dude,
I'd get crushed in the NFL.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I would get fucking demolished.
So, I mean, obviously, he's, like, probably a brick shithouse of muscle, but still 205. I mean,
205?
That's, like, I don't believe it.
I don't know. Maybe try and see if we can catch one of his preseason games and see him run or something. But 205, that seems real little. That's like the same weight as me. Exactly.
Right? Whereas, like, Jonathan Stewart, 5'10", 235.
At least.
I mean, 25 pounds of solid muscle over him. Actually, probably more since he's an inch shorter.
Yeah, right? Jesus.
I just feel like he's going to get crushed.
Here's one I just saw. I just caught my eye. Rob Gronkowski.
What about him? Gronkowski? You got that?
Gronkowski.
Rob Gronkowski.
Rob Gronkowski. It just looks like it's spelled weird here. 12th pick overall?
I mean, I wouldn't take him 12th overall, but I can definitely understand. Love Gronk, right?
The snake draft.
I can understand taking him first. I just want Gronk on the squad.
Elevate the
captain.
Elevate the rest of the team.
Exactly.
There's a hole you don't have to worry about filling.
Probably don't have to worry about filling a lot of holes if Gronk's on the squad.
This guy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, I think I'm good. Wrap this up.
Yeah, I don't know that I got anything else.
Call it.
All right.
Let's see. Well, get us at, Twitter, GFF_podcast.
Boom.
Check out our website.
GangstaFantasyFootball.net.
We'll have the episode up.
Facebook and stuff.
Yeah, we got a Facebook page, GFF. Be sure to look us up. Hit us up. Give us your questions. Next week, we're going to try and do a live mock draft.
Yeah, let's do it.
And that way, you know, that only takes so long before we lose interest and it auto picks for us. So we'll be able to show you what's really going on.
Yeah, and then I think we have our draft. And then maybe one more episode really before the season starts.
Right, yeah, we can just talk about what happened.
Our draft. Anything else that's relevant.
Last minute things before Thursday's game.
Yeah, and then, yeah. But then after that, we'll try to hit a regular schedule.
It's time, son. I'm ready. It's time. Yep. All righty. Well, I'm Steven Barbara.
I'm Nikki G.
Signing off.
Well, that hurt, but...